It's wonderful to be here this morning. We are in the middle of a series, Who's Running? Who's Pursuing? Who's Running After Things? And hopefully this series is helping us to grow. And as you see in the slides here, the next slide, we have been through pursuing righteousness, godliness, faith, love, peace. And this morning we're going to be looking at a very challenging part, and that is pursuing endurance. But a very necessary part of our faith. And that God really wants us to pursue this thing called endurance. And we'll see on the next slide that the scripture here is, but you, man or woman of God, amen, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance. Endurance. That we need to fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And we've all made that good confession. Can you remember the day? I still can. Yo, in the UK, it was amazing. That good confession. And we need to pursue this thing called endurance. And that's what we're going to be speaking about this morning. Who here can relate to hard trials, battles, pain? Wilson introduced this morning and said, man, he's going through the hardest year of his 30 years, because he's only 30 years old. You know what I mean? It's only one out of 30, bro. You know, and it's like, but I can relate. The last 4 years for me have been a struggle. They've been endurance. They've been perseverance. They've been, whoa, this is hard. I'm understanding this more and more. I'm understanding these trials. I'm understanding the battle. I'm understanding, you know, that God is not just calling us to, be full of love, be full of faith, but he's also calling us to perseverance. And so you may be thinking this morning, well, what is perseverance? And so let's just start off with that. And then we'll be going into 4 points that I've tried to put scriptures under and prayerfully through God's Spirit. One of these points, so some of these scriptures are going to hit home and really encourage you. It's a challenging message, but it's also a very encouraging message. But what is endurance? Endurance and perseverance are very similar. At its heart, endurance in the Christian life means steadfastness. It means perseverance. It means remaining firm in faith and obedience under pressure. Wow. Remaining firm in your faith and obedience to God and God's word under pressure until the end. It is not merely hanging on, but moving forward in Christ with your trials. So you don't just say, well, now I'm going through trials and Christ is over there. With your trials, you're remaining firm, you're standing firm, and walking with Jesus. Endurance means continuing the race when the path gets steep, when the wind rises, when the sun beats down, when the hills feel endless and endless, like walking the Camino. A few of my friends walked the Camino this week. I've been following them in Spain and endlessly persevering and walking through where St. Peter was crucified. Perseverance means holding fast to the promises of God, to the call of Christ, to his assignment for your life. Even when you're not seeing the results that you wish for, it's persevering. So you don't persevere because of the results, like the workplace. Oh, I'm going to persevere hard in the workplace because the results are good and the results make me feel good, so I'm going to keep going. This is persevering when there are no results. We might say, pursuing endurance means intentionally training, leaning on Christ, being willing to suffer, sacrifice, and wait in hope until the prize. Wow. In the secular world that we also live in, endurance might mean physical stamina. It might mean this word that you hear so much about, mental grit. You need mental grit for the workplace. Refusing to quit when the job is challenging and becomes hard. But in the Christian world, its meaning is deeper. And his meaning is enduring in faith, enduring through suffering, persevering in doing good, and remaining faithful until Christ returns. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning, and God, we're just so grateful that your presence is with us. We're so grateful for the church that we have. We're so grateful that you, Jesus, shed your blood for the church. We're so grateful that, Jesus, you showed us what perseverance was all about. When people spat in your face, when they falsely accused you, when they whipped you, when they scorned you, when they ridiculed you, persecuted you, you didn't say many words. You endured right till the end. And because of that, we can stand and sit here this morning and have a relationship with you and learn about this thing called perseverance, endurance, that is so important to our faith. Lead and guide this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My first point this morning is the necessity of endurance. Now, we live in a fallen world, and following Christ does not exempt us from trials. So a lot of folk think that because I'm following Jesus, my life is just going to be great. No, that's not what it's about. Following Jesus does not exempt us from trials. Trials will come. And suffering will come also because you're following Christ, and trials will just be in your life. You may not get the answers that you want, even in your prayers, and you may have to hold on to perseverance and persistence and continuously praying those. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and it says, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved." What a scripture to start off with, endurance. Whoa, this is not encouraging for where I'm at this morning with all my pain, with all my trials, with what's going through in my headspace, with my life. And it says Jesus himself is saying these words, that you will be hated for my name's sake, that you're standing up for Jesus. But Jesus himself says, but he who endures to the end will be saved. But I thought I'm just saved by God's grace. Oh, something else has arrived here. But he who endures to the end will be saved. We live in a time of instant gratification, where perseverance is foreign. If you don't like something, you walk away from it. And that's most probably the advice that's handed out. If you don't like your job, walk away from it. If you don't like your church, walk away from it. Find a new one. If you don't like your friendship base, walk away from it. Just walk away from it. If you don't like your family, walk away from them. What's the issue? You know, just walk away from them. And we're living in this world, and our children are living in this world, where instant gratification is there. And it is so easy to chop and to change and to just change your focus. And we live in a times where there is just so much information floating around us. There are so many answers for so many things, and not all of these answers align us with God. And that's why making in choices of endurance and what God really wants for you can be very hard, because there's so much information, and all the information makes a lot of sense when you've read through 15 pages of it. It will make sense, but it may not line up with the endurance that God wants from our lives. And that's why it's so important here, but he endures to the end will be saved. Jesus makes endurance a condition. The one who endures will be saved. And you stop and you think with that, but why? And I think the simple answer is because at times it's a lot easy to stop and give up. And that's most probably the answer. Resulting in you not finishing what God started in you. Thus, Jesus says, you will be saved if you persevere and you don't give up. James chapter 1. And now, these scriptures are super challenging for me, because I would like to rewrite the scripture to suit me. In James 1, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Okay. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I would have much preferred this written to suit me. Now, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, and keep out those words, pure joy. Because those words of pure joy just don't fit in here. They just don't fit in. It's like so difficult to fit them into what's being said here. I consider it pure joy. It just goes against us. And yet the word of God says here is, let perseverance finish its work. Now let this sink in. Let perseverance finish its work. The work of perseverance is only finished once you have persevered through the trial. That's when it's finished. And any of you that are involved or enjoy performing in any endurance exercise, you will understand this. Not so, Brian. You will understand this. You have to finish what you started, and you have to finish and cross the line. And I most certainly understand this, because God's blessed me that I could be involved in quite a few endurance events. And I can say right now, at times I've wanted to quit. Absolutely. I've hit the wall. I've got nothing left. My mind is saying, no, the body is too weak. You just want to quit. And you want to give up. And I've experienced that many, many times. But the Word of God says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You mature not by your experience, but by reflecting on your experiences. My last event, I had to reflect on that event in May. I wanted to quit, but I just said, well, why don't I just put one step in front of the other and keep moving in the right way? And no matter what, I'm going to just keep moving. Pushing the bike and just keep moving. And when I reflected on that experience, I learned so much. You don't just grab an experience and push an experience away. You reflect on it so that the experience can mature you and you can see the things that you performed well in, the things you didn't perform well in. What can I learn from it? What were your struggles? What was in your mind? What was my mindset like? And when you're in some of these events, it's like almost thinking about Jesus. Imagine that lash. Number 33. Number 34. Number 35. Number 36. A crown of thorns being smashed into his skull. Being forsaken from his own father. The pain he went through. And when you're thinking about perseverance in a spiritual lens, this is sort of what you're focusing on. You learn more about yourself and others through trials than not having trials. If we didn't have trials in this world, where would you be? And we think, man, God, just give us a life with no trials. We wouldn't be following Jesus. Because you wouldn't need Jesus. Because your life would be your life. But I think the Word of God here is saying, you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work. Don't stop it. Let it go through so that it can benefit you and you can become mature in Christ. Not only mature, but complete in Christ. Not lacking anything. So without that trial, you wouldn't become more Christ-like and I wouldn't become more Christ-like. Not lacking anything. Does that not remind you of a psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. What trials did he, study out his life. The trials that he went through. The struggles that he's went through. How could he say, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Because of the suffering and the trials that he went through. Imagine if your life is not maturing spiritually and you're stagnant in your life. Where would you be? You will never know what God's trying to show you and transform you in until you've been through what God wants you to go through. Because God is God. The last few years for me personally have been very challenging. Very challenging from a church point of view, personal point of view. Extremely challenging. Things shot at you from everywhere. Where do you look, left or right? It's challenging. And as I reflect back on these experiences, God has carried me through. Not me. But God has given me something inside of me. Keep persevering. Don't give up. At the right time, the harvest will be there, whatever the harvest is. But don't give up. And I know for many of you, the last few years have been a struggle, have been hard, have been painful. And yet you're still here. And that's amazing. Because inside of you, you've got a persevering spirit. God is implanting something in you, which is amazing. Thus, endurance is not optional. It's the very means by which our faith is tested and matured and formed. It's that very means. We heard the scripture this morning shared, and Abraham went through that. He could not understand why. The land of Moriah for him was challenging, was severe, was hard. His prayers and prayers and prayers, and finally prayers were answered, and then he had to sacrifice his son with a knife in his hand. And God, this just does not make sense. What type of God are you? You promised this, but now you want me to sacrifice my son. And yet he was obedient right to the end. And God shone his light at the end. My second point this morning is what endurance produces. The scriptures show us that endurance does not merely allow us to survive, but endurance produces something good inside of each one of us. In Romans chapter 5, verses 3, it says, 3 and 4, not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering. Again, this word rejoice that triggers us, you know, comes up there. We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And we rejoice, we are joyful, we are glad, we exalt God in our suffering. We're welcoming it in because he knows what's best for us, because it develops character. What is character? It refers to a person's beliefs and values and moral fiber. And that is what is growing inside of you. Your belief structure, your values in life, which are aligned with God, and your moral fiber, who you are. And that's why you can say that that person's got a character of honesty, a character of compassion, a character of kindness. Personality on the other side is how we behave. Temperaments that we are. And these can show out in this person's an extrovert, this person's funny, this person's always so calm, this person's an optimist. That's their personality. And both of these influence each other in life. But from the scripture, we see this chain here. And we see a chain of suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, Character, character, hope. So we can't change that chain. We can't say, well, all we want is hope. I want love and I want hope and some faith. I don't like these other three words, God. And yet to get to hope, you have to look at suffering. And when you're suffering, imagine if we could, that our fellowship was so deep that we're talking about, I'm rejoicing in my suffering. Now that's depth. I'm suffering so badly, but I'm rejoicing in it. And that suffering produces perseverance of character, and then this incredible thing called hope. Endurance leads to godly character and hope. Endurance is not to be strong and hard. Endurance, leads to transformation, that God is transforming us from within. If I look at my grandson, oh my goodness, he's had to go through so much endurance. Without him even realizing it. But that's just the way that God made each one of us. He's had to endure to walk. And he's had to persevere to walk. And he's had to take one step, two steps, and four. And he's had to come on, hazy boy, walk to us. And he's like, man, five steps is huge. You guys are crazy. All I can do is one and then four. And he's had to persevere and persevere and persevere. And that's created what? Character inside of him and incredible hope. That this thing about walking, this is easy. Why crawl? I'm a walking guy. And he walks with his chunky legs like this. I'm walking, But he's had to go through all of that. And at times it's tears. At times it's hard. At times it's painful. At times he's crying. But he's changing. He's transforming. And there's tremendous, because he's allowing perseverance, endurance to work in his life. How easy is it for you to say, I can't? I can't change this. I just don't want to change. I just don't want to be like that. Jesus is calling me, but I'm not going to change. I just can't. And God knows I can't anyway. So what's, And it's like, well, I can't. And yet if we look at scriptures, these scriptures should just encourage us. The next scripture is Hebrews 10, verse 36. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. You need to endure. Endurance here from the scripture is tied to the will of God and receiving the promises of God. You will receive the promises of God through endurance, not just through belief. Through believing it, but enduring through it. I met with someone this week, and the brother was saying, you know what? I've got great faith in God's word, but I battle to reconcile the truth of God's word with the reality of my life. And I think a lot of us struggle with it. And we had a deep chat. It was deep. And I said, I can understand it. Well, here's the reality of my life. Here's the truth of God's word. How do I bring the reality of my life with the truth of God's word? It's like, God, I've been praying about this and this and this for my work, and I'm persevering and whatever, but the reality of my life is like this. And the truth of your word is like this. Something's not aligning here. And then the brother said, I need to recognize my own pain, but also pain, when I'm just focused on my own pain, can blind me of my own shortcomings. And we started to speak about that. Because if we are so much in our own pain, it can blind us from what God's word is trying to help us to get out of and be healed from that. And it can also become all-consuming. And he said, it stops me from looking outside and looking at Jesus. Other things in my life are just feeding me with all of this. And this morning, it's only you can ask yourself this question. Are you allowing your challenges, your trials, your pain to derail your faith in Jesus? And only you can answer that. In Hebrews 12, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with endurance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Endurance produces a life where we're actually looking at ourselves before looking at anyone else and throwing off our sin. Because sin weighs you down, and how you can run a race with this bag of rocks on you, you're not going to make it. And if you look at the order of the scripture there, which is so important, recognizing your sin first will help you to run with endurance, because you're going to be lighter and you're going to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. But where you're not looking at your life and you're looking at your sin and holding on to it, it's very hard to run with endurance, and it's very hard to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And so when you're looking at this whole thing with endurance, it's like, whoa, this is what endurance produces. It helps you to run that race. But it makes you also reflect on your own life. What is going on in my life? Is there selfishness? Is there pride? Is there sexual immorality? What is going on in my life that's not aligning me with God's word? Is there greed? What is it? Because that's going to prevent you and I from running with endurance and even keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. It's very hard to. And so just meditate and think about this. Ponder. Because endurance produces this in us. Point number three this morning, and this is so important, the source and means of endurance. So as you're starting to understand what endurance is, it's also important to understand where does endurance come from. Endurance is not just simple human grit. Yes, we need some human grit in our lives. But we are reminded to lean on God's power and trust his faithfulness and fix our eyes on Jesus. And this is so key to endurance, and you'll see it here in endurance. And the time is marching on, but we're just going to read from verse 11. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the holy people in the kingdom of light. And your notice from God's word here is that it's through God's power that he grants us endurance. Have you ever felt, how on earth did you get through what you got through? Have you ever felt that? Like, oh my goodness, God, that was, I've done a lot of things in my own strength, my own willpower, a lot of things through, I've seen you answer prayers, I've seen you do this, but God, how on earth did I get through that time? Yes, I was praying, I was trying to connect with you, yes, I was reading your word, you know, but how did I get through that? And like, you look back and you're like, wow, that valley was so deep. That valley was so hard. That valley was so dark. That loss of a loved one was so dear, was so painful, was hanging on, was, I was trying to pray. I couldn't connect with God. It was so heavy and so real in my life. How did I get through? And that's these scriptures. That's the power of God's word. The power of his spirit working within us for those that love him. That he just pours a watering can of this endurance in you. You are my child. I'm going to get you through this one. This one is so hard. I've got my arms around you. I'm going to get you through this one. Endurance comes from God and being in Christ, your walk with Jesus. It's so important. And that's why we need each other, but we also need a walk with Jesus every day. That we're walking with Jesus. Romans chapter 15. And the word of God again here says, for everything, and this is a tremendous scripture. For everything that is written in the past was written to teach us, okay, to teach us. So that through endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Wow! So just think about that verse over there. The examples taught in scriptures, the real perseverance of examples taught in scriptures, you and I have to go back to, we have to hold on to. Look at Joseph's life. Imagine being betrayed by your family, thrown in a ditch. Imagine that, being chucked out of your family like that. Imagine that endurance, that perseverance. In prison for so many years, but trusting that God had a plan. And it's so hard. Like, I think about his life and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm thrown in a ditch. My family's left me. Is there a God? Like, why did God allow this? That's the way my mind's going. Like, whoa, man, whoa, am I? This is terrible. And now God expects endurance through this? But he persevered and he just kept on going. Job. Wow, what endurance, guys. Go and read Job. Steadfastness. His wife, his children, his friends, his wealth, his farm, his animals, everything. Gone. Jesus Christ. Surrender. Obedience to death. Not his will, but God's will for his life. And as we go through the scripture again, it says, for everything that is written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, accepting one another then, as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. And so endurance is not just sort of this thing that's just left out there. It's suddenly bringing endurance into the family of God. It's beautiful. It's written in such an incredible way. It's not just left out there. Yes, we need to go to scriptures in the past and like, oh, and build our faith and there and learn from those examples. And then we need to also receive this endurance that he gives to us and this encouragement so that we can accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God, not praise to yourself. So it's all about praise to God. And that's why you and I endure. How do you tap into this endurance that God's speaking about? We have to also, in trials, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Not on this world. And the practices that Jesus lived by, we should be practicing ourselves. We need those practices in our life. Because you're keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. A practice that I need in my life is silence and solitude. Every morning I crave for my time with silence and solitude and the Word of God and prayer. And that nourishes my soul. I need that. God's created me like that. I hunger for that. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Point number four, the reward of endurance. So there is a reward. So you're not just like blood and sweat here, guys. And it's like, whoa, my cross is heavy. Whoa, this is like so hard. What awaits those who endure? The scripture is clear, the blessings, the life, the crown of righteousness, the promise of God. In James 1, verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trials again. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. And the Lord has promised to those who love him. Isn't this in a great way to end the sermon? It's like, whoa, guys, man, after all that grit, after all that, this has been the hardest year, the hardest 4 years, the hardest 10 years. My whole life's been hard. This is so, my life's just full of perseverance. It's like, whoa, it's all worth it. And these trials, somehow, how do we bring into the culture of God's church? Oh, guys, I'm going through trials, but there's some type of rejoicing. Or after your trials, share your heart of rejoicing. Thank you, God, for my trials. Because my trials have produced something for you, and I've become more like you. As I was meditating and thinking about this, because I've also been studying our love, and in 1 Corinthians 13, what is the last characteristic of love? Perseverance. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. And you think about that in the context of what we've studied out in other scriptures this morning. Like, wow, it's deep, this. And God is moving. Love always perseveres.